The World in Words is made possible in part by a major grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities, exploring the human endeavor.
Soundworks.
Soundworks.
From PRI.
Hi, it's been a long, strange trip for the word bilingual. So far, the trip isn't over. But here's what happened at the latest pit stop. High school diplomas in some parts of the U.S. now contain additional language, recognition that the high school graduate is bilingual. That's quite a turnaround from the days when the movement to make English the official language was sweeping across the country, and bilingual was almost a dirty word. We're going to hear in the pod today from one of the people who dreamed up the idea to add bilingual seals to high school diplomas. First, though, here's the Big Show's Monica Campbell in Oregon.
First, let's step back to the 1990s. Here's then-Republican presidential candidate Bob Dole.
If we want to ensure that all of our children have the same opportunities, yours, mine, everyone's in America, alternative language education should stop and English should be acknowledged once and for all as the official language of the United States of America.
Alternative education, code for bilingual ed, and spoken at a time when states like California banned bilingual programs. The idea was learning foreign languages was fine, but not to the detriment of being fully literate in English. But those days are fading fast. Just listen in on this class at Hillsboro High near Portland.
Muy bien, la notación que vamos a usar.
It's Algebra 2 in Spanish. Intervals, integers, complicated stuff. But the students are plugging away. And they have this in common. They all know English, but many here also either grew up speaking Spanish with their families or want to speak Spanish, like Peter Kusky. He's a sophomore who grew up speaking only English. Kusky's Spanish is good, really good, because he's spent years in classrooms like this. And what's new is that when he graduates, he'll get something extra on his diploma. An embossed seal honoring his bilingualism. The effort started in California and is now spreading to states like Illinois, New York, Florida. Along with Spanish, there are also bilingual diploma seals in Mandarin, Vietnamese, and other languages. At Hillsboro High in Oregon, Principal Arturo Lomeli hopes the seal goes beyond the symbolic and that students' efforts are considered valuable.
It's so demanding. It's so rigorous. They're walking in and they're processing English, Spanish, and math, and inputting in Spanish what they're hearing, processing in English, outputting in Spanish.
Lomeli also points to how some, but not all, studies show that bilingualism slows the brain from aging, and that some students learning another language are less distracted. Still, while recognizing bilingualism strengthens in some parts of the U.S., foreign language instruction is dropping nationwide. One reason is that the federal No Child Left Behind law, started 12 years ago, stressed traditional learning. Also, anti-immigrant sentiment in parts of the country doesn't help. Principal Lomeli says he can't control the political rhetoric, but sees things this way.
We need to catch up with the rest of the world. We need to prepare students for a global society, and we haven't been doing that.
But some students say mastering another language is personal. That's how Maria Regalado feels. She's a junior with Mexican parents.
I've had Spanish since, like, I was born, so, like, I just get to keep it and, like, not let it go, you know?
She says now she's able to really talk with her family in Mexico. And in terms of helping her career, she says this.
I want to study criminal justice, become a police officer.
Spanish will help, she says.
Hispanic families, like, they don't know English. Some of them, like, I will help them.
Her classmate, Peter Kusky, the one from algebra class, says his mom convinced him to become bilingual. She applied for a job at a health clinic in Hillsboro. It's an area flush with new immigrants. And she got turned down.
She knows the people there, and then they said, like, well, you need to speak Spanish. And so that's why she couldn't do that. So she's been trying to learn Spanish, too.
And Kusky says speaking Spanish will just let him get to know more people who live here.
Know that, like, you're bilingual, it's kind of like you're handed the key to open that door.
But not everyone at the school is on the bilingual track. Kusky says his friends who aren't in the program ask him, why is he taking classes like Algebra 2 in Spanish? It's harder, isn't it?
I think so, yeah, a little bit.
But you're willing to do that?
Yeah. It's like, I don't know this, but I'm going to try and learn it too.
He's doing pretty well. So are many of his classmates, whose goal is real bilingualism. And come graduation day, they'll have a seal on their diploma to prove that. For The World, I'm Monica Campbell, Hillsborough, Oregon.
Okay, now to Shelley Spiegel-Coleman. She's an educator in California. She's actually executive director of a group called Californians Together. And that group is responsible for convincing the state of California to start awarding students the bilingual seal. Here is Shelley Spiegel-Coleman with The Big Show's Marco Werman. And the story starts in 1998 when Californians voted in favor of a measure that directed schools to ban bilingual education, to teach kids English by teaching them in English. Here goes.
What we as Californians Together have been about since the passage of that initiative to really was to try and change people's perspective as well as their feelings about bilingualism and looking at it as an asset and something that should be valued and should be recognized. And so there was one school district in our state that began this initiative with something called their Bilingual Competency Award for graduating seniors to prove that they're proficient in English and another language. And we looked at that one school district, Glendale Unified, and we said, well, if we could do that statewide and get school districts across our state to honor students who have proficiency in two languages, instead of looking at them as students with deficits, we think that we could really promote this issue of bilingualism, but not only promote it, but to see it as a value to our communities and to our state and to our nation. And so it was that motivation to try and create it statewide, to really have the public look at our students as having assets and having something to contribute versus having deficiencies.
So California was the first state to get a bilingual seal. How many now?
Well, there are officially 9 states, including California, who have a formal policy for a state seal. And there are 10 other states, plus the D.C. public schools, that are in the process of developing them. So within about a year, 20 states across this nation will be recognizing students who graduate who are proficient in English and another language with a special state honor.
In Monica's story that we just heard, both students that she spoke with were very enthusiastic about learning a second language for different reasons. But in fact, we're seeing foreign language instruction drop in the U.S. It doesn't seem to be a national priority. What are the risks here of remaining a monolingual culture?
I think that is true. I think you're right. The data does show that the fewer students are taking world languages and the study in other languages has dropped. But, you know, for us, there's issues of national security. I mean, you've heard from the Department of Defense over and over again that they are lacking professionals who can deal and communicate and negotiate in countries across this nation in the language of that country. Being able to have to go through an interpreter, you lose something. Economic issues are one for us. Industries across California have said that they need bilingual applicants and that those are a priority for their hiring practices. And when asked why, they said for various reasons. They said being able to communicate with customers, being able to communicate with fellow employees for safety and efficacy in the job, and being able to reach out to new markets. And so industry saw this very specifically as an advantage. And then we know also that recently, within the last 10 years, there's been a tremendous amount of brain research as to how your brain functions, that you have much better brain function when you're able to function in two languages. You're able to multitask. You're able to see things from different perspectives and a variety of other beneficial results of being bilingual. So we see it from a learning perspective. We see it from a national security perspective, and we definitely see it as an economic perspective. All of that, I think, brings us to being able to look at this issue of bilingualism through new eyes and through a new lens.
How about you, Shelley? Are you bilingual or maybe even
I am. I speak Spanish, and I treasure it. I speak Spanish, and my children both went through dual immersion programs, and both of them are bilingual. And my son married a wonderful woman from Argentina, and the fact that he could communicate in the native language of his in-laws was very special.
Yeah, that's great.
And so there's all kinds of reasons why people see the benefits of being bilingual as really something not eccentric, but essential.
Yeah, you walk the walk and you talk the talk. What now? Can a gold seal ensure a bilingual nation?
I don't think so. But what I think it can is spark the conversation about what we value and what we hope for our students. And I think that's what we've seen as so incredible, that conversations about what we think are important for graduating seniors includes the issue of being bilingual. And that conversation never took place, even 5-6 years ago. That's a very new conversation going on. So we have been so amazed at how this little seal has captured the imagination of people across the nation. And just last week, I got an email from Barcelona, Spain, wanting to know about what they could do for the seal because, you know, in Barcelona, they already have a dual language recognition, but they want to know, could the seal promote that in terms of adding on the English language in Barcelona? We're just amazed at how the seal has sparked, as I say, the imagination of so many people across our country, and now who knows where.
Shelley Spiegel-Coleman, Executive Director of Californians Together, talking with the Big Show's Marco Werman. And I should add that California's ban on bilingual education, well, that's up for a re-vote of sorts in a couple of years. The California legislature just a few months ago repealed the ban on bilingual education, but it is subject to approval by the electorate in November of 2016. So it's by no means the last we've heard of that particular debate. But it is the end of this podcast. We have more on bilingual seals at pri.org/language. We have more podcasts for you to listen to there, or you can subscribe to The World in Words at iTunes, Stitcher, Overcast, any bunch of other places. And if you're on the lookout to increase your podcast library, well, check out the Soundworks Network at soundworks.org. I'll be back in a day or two. See you then.
The World in Words is made possible in part by a major grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities, Exploring the Human Endeavor. The World in Words is also supported in part by PRI's New Voices Fund, bringing new perspectives and personalities to public media. Donors to the fund include Maureen and Michael Rutgers and the Sarah and Evan Williams Foundation.
Soundworks.
Soundworks.
From PRI.